complicated and sophisticated plot also involved a company which ran a former fish processing factory. Our reporter Jane Chilton at Glasgow High Court explains how it worked.
One of the inspectors went in and saw this extra conveyor belt. That's when they found out that they had these extra scales, which was basically siphoning off some of the blackfish, as they're called, so that they didn't go through the official quotas.
A man accused of starting a huge fire at a family-run furniture shop in Croydon during last summer's riots has changed his plea to guilty. Gordon Thompson has admitted burglary and arson, and he'll be sentenced in April. A pub landlady has won a legal battle to overturn her conviction for using foreign decoders to show Premier League football matches. Karen Murphy from Portsmouth paid a Greek broadcaster, less than Sky, for exactly the same footage. Britain is now recognising Syrian opponents of the Bashar Assad regime as the legitimate representatives of the country's people. The Foreign Secretary has been speaking in Tunisia, where a conference is being held to discuss the next diplomatic and humanitarian moves. William Hague has given this uncompromising assessment.
This will go down in history as a criminal regime, the Assad regime. And the United Kingdom will continue our work to help document the crimes that are taking place so that one day those responsible for them will have to answer for those crimes.
In sport, a deal has been struck between Rangers and the police to allow games to continue to be played at Ibrox. The Strathclyde force was threatening to stop policing matches over an unpaid bill from a previous fixture. And following her success earlier this week at the Brits, there's more good news for Adele. The singer has become the first artist ever to go double platinum on iTunes in the US. That's the latest. I'm Chris Giles.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Would you be my girlfriend? Would you be my girlfriend? Would you be my girlfriend? No, I like you, right? But would you be my girlfriend? Listen.
I don't know why you can't. Doesn't even know you're there. No, no. 'Cause he don't love your eyes, and he don't love your smile. Girl, you know that he's there. Sure that it's real.
Are you sure?
Does he ease your mind?
No.
Or does he break your stride? Did you know that love could be a shield? Yeah.
You
are
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Shortly joining me in the studio is my guest, Tricia Sharp from Spring It On, Recoil Trampolining Centre up in Worley. So make sure you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, here's the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Okay, currently Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. Traffic light failure on the A1023 Brook Street in Brook Street at the Maskells Lane Junction, so watch out for that. Speed restrictions on the A127 of 40 miles per hour. Eastbound between the Halfway House and Fortune of War. Speed restrictions on the M25 are 50 miles per hour between junction 29 and 30. You'll also find that Frining Lane in Ingatestone is closed at the High Street Junction, but a diversion's in operation. And there are delays on the Circle, the Hammersmith and City, and the Metropolitan line due to signal failure at Farringdon.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
My guest is on her way, but she hasn't yet arrived. Thankfully, she knows where she's going, though. She knows the Brentwood Centre like the back of her hand.
I haven't ever really found a place that I call home. I never stick around quite long enough to make it. I apologize once again, I'm not in love. But it's not as if I mind that your heart exactly breaking. It's just a thought, only a thought. But if my life is for rent and I don't learn to buy, well, I deserve nothing more than I get, 'cause nothing I travel the world alone and live more simply. I have no idea what's happened to that dream, but there's really nothing left here to stop me. It's just a thought, only a thought. If my life is for rent and I don't, I nothing I have is truly mine. There's nothing I have is truly mine.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Digital TV switchover is coming to your area in April. Everybody needs to be ready. Do you know someone who might need help in switching to digital TV? If they are 75 or over, registered blind, or partially sighted, or eligible for disability benefits, the Switchover Help Scheme offers them practical help to convert one of their TV sets to digital. To get the help, they need to respond to the letter the Help Scheme has sent them. If you know someone who is eligible, give them a helping hand and remind them to apply for the help they're entitled to. You could even help them fill out their application form or ask them to call free on 0800 4087 656. The Switchover Help Scheme is run by the BBC under agreement with the government. For further information, visit the website helpscheme.co.uk.
little black box.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, why not go along this evening and support our very first 33 RPM, a night of live music and dancing organised by Chris Savita. It's happening at the Royal Hotel in Southend-on-Sea. It starts at 8 tonight. The very first one, part fundraiser for Phoenix FM, and it's also a showcase for local bands and artists. Acts so far announced, or that I can disclose at this moment, because the rest are a surprise, are Mike Summers and Jay the Bard. There are going to be DJ sets and some alternative indies 90s dance as well. It's £5 to go along. There is a page on Facebook, but you haven't got time for all that. Please be there tonight, 8 p.m. At the Royal Hotel, Southend-on-Sea.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
My guest has just arrived and I can see she's even made an effort for the radio. She's got her lip gloss on. So stay tuned for vital information, because you wouldn't believe it, Tricia, but some people have even said that they didn't know that the centre's up there. So we're going to be sharing details about the trampolining centre up in Worley.
Said and all you did to me was a stone that lies beneath this dark blue sea. It's come on the surface, but the truth is, when I sleep at night, it's quietly sinking in. You're not lying by my side. I'm haunted, still a part of me that's haunted by the only one I've ever wanted. Everyone has their ghost. And when you want me, I couldn't say you didn't want me. Maybe I'm afraid, cause I know, that's what I need the most. Gotta let you go. Oh. Said what goes around comes around. Well, I'm floating in the darkness, waiting to be found. So why didn't you tell me? I'm
And that was Ben Montage. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98FM. I'm now joined by Tricia Sharp, Chair of Recoil Trampolining. Is it Centre or Club?
Club.
Club. Okay. Well, we can hear you, Mike. Are you okay?
Yes, today? I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Lovely to see you.
Thanks
to see you again. In fact, I've got something in it blocking our view properly. I'm going to have to move. Yeah, yeah, it's nicer. I like to be able to see people's faces. Now, so Tricia, you're here today to talk about a fantastic facility that we've got here in Brentwood, up in Worley. This trampolining centre that I stumbled into, actually, with some of my leaflets. And then I got more than I bargained for. I found a fantastic facility. I knew that that had been refurbished because I'd seen a few pictures in the local newspaper. Describe all about the story and the coming about, because it used to be a derelict building up in Worley opposite the Ford office block. Everyone will know of there, didn't it? And it was, what was it going to be, knocked down supposedly, or wasn't it a disused something?
It was used, it was underused though, so it was quite an old building. Actually, the building is itself, the central part of the building, is well over 100 years old.
Yeah, wasn't it a church? Why do I think?
I don't think it was a church.
No.
It was built for the army, because that whole area was army barracks at that
was
time.
It?
Yeah,
all
that long ago. So they built it as a PT training hall for the army to use to train in.
Oh, right.
Originally.
So it's a bit of an army gym.
It is an army gym, and it's a lovely old building. So what we wanted to do was...
That's why I thought it was a church.
Yeah, and make sure it wasn't going to be knocked down. That's the most important thing. And when we did refurbish it, we wanted to keep the original style going, so it still has that churchy look about it. We removed things like the false ceiling that was in there in the main hall, so it opened up the lovely church-like pitch roof that's in there, and it just looks beautiful now, so we're really pleased. But we're jumping ahead, because it actually took 12 years to get to where we are now. So
right, okay. So who gave birth to the idea to turn it into what it is today, trampolining centre?
It's my baby. It's 12 years old,
yeah.
Although it's only been there since October. But the idea came into my head 12 years ago. I took the idea to the then sports development officer, Kevin Ray.
Why did you have the idea? Were you already involved in trampolining, or did you
Yeah, I've been involved in trampolining since I was 10.
Really?
So I was a jumper myself.
So you were really good.
Of
course, you must be really good.
I've done most stuff. Yeah. No, not anymore. I'm too old.
Oh, no,
Gabby.
You don't do it at all?
I do as a coach. I'm always on the trampoline bed as well, because of the work I do with people with disabilities. So we're always there, but not personally anymore.
You don't do any flips, or like you won't try and bowl me over with like anything kind of.
I don't know. You might be able to twist my arm, but probably not.
Really?
No, it's not something I do very much of now.
Okay. Is it a bit like, sorry, I must just ask, is trampolining a bit like learning to ride a bike?
It's exactly like learning to ride a bike.
So like if your last flip you did 10 years ago, would you be able to get on a trampoline 10 years later and be able to do it again? Like, providing obviously you were still able-bodied.
Technically, yes. It's a motor program, so it's stored away there at the back of your head. So whatever you have learnt on trampoline, then you should be able to do it again.
So if people are listening and they haven't done it since school,
I would suggest they come and join us down at the trampoline and activity centre.
School.
Exactly. Come down, get some coaching, get some good coaching that we offer. And if they've got the will, we've got the way to do it.
Yeah, brilliant. Sorry, so carry on with your story.
So 12 years ago, the idea popped into my head. Went along to see Bob McClintock at Brentwood Borough Council, who was then chief executive. He said, yeah, lovely idea, Trish, it's brilliant. Got no money, but it's a brilliant idea. Okay, Bob, that's fine, but would you support the project? So he said he would, and we got council support. Later on then, we got the project to Councillor Stephen Castle at Exeter County Council, and he said the same thing. Great idea, Trish, got no money though. That's all right, Mr. Castle, that's brilliant, Councillor Castle. Can we have your support? Yes, definitely. A couple of years later, they came back to us then, and we received a fantastic grant of over £200,000 from their 2012 Legacy Fund.
Oh, cool.
So that was the kickstart that the project needed.
I suppose they weren't expecting that money, maybe. That's why at the time they said we've got
maybe.
No money.
Yeah, exactly. And then they
and
found
then a
pot of
while
money.
Later,
yeah, and I
a
understand.
Pot of money might come along.
Yeah, I understand. It was an amount of money. I think it was $1 million that was split between four or five different projects that were going on at that time. So that did give us the kickstart. I went back to Brentwood Borough Council, back to Bob McClintock, and said, "Oh, Essex County Council have just given us $200,000. What can you give us?" "Well, nothing, Trish. Haven't got any money. How about you pledge us some money?" So he agreed to pledge us £50,000 if we raised the rest of the money we needed to build a dedicated trampolining facility.
What's that all about, pledging people money?
Well, it just meant that he wasn't going to give it to us straight away, so it wasn't sitting in our bank account. It was however many years it would take us to find the rest of the money, he would come in at the end and give us the final $50,000. So the money stayed with the council until we actually were ready to build. And that's exactly what happened. Meantime, when all of this was going on, our own club members were raising money. We've got our club patron, who's Martin Peters MBE, the footballer. He's someone to have on your show, actually. You could get him in.
You'll have to give me the contact details. Thank you very much.
That he's a fantastic patron. He's a wonderful man. I don't know if everybody knows out there, but he was one of the goal scorers in the 1966 World Cup winning squad.
Oh, cool. Everyone must know that.
Yeah, well, I think everybody that knows anything about football probably does. But he's a local guy, lives in Brentwood, and he's a fantastic supporter of what we do. We have a golf day every year, so if anybody wants to come to his golf day, contact me on www.springiton.co.uk. There's lots of information on there. Anyway, so with this fundraising, it carried on and it all rumbled along. Until eventually then we put in a lottery application, and that was turned down, and then the bottom fell out of the financial world, so to speak. So I then thought, well, what are we going to do to get this facility up and running?
So what did you do? Come on.
Well, I found Keys Hall then, this underused facility that, looking at it from the outside, was tall enough for trampolining. So I got the project manager down and he had a look and
he
said...
Can you tell just by looking at a building then?
Yeah. You know, you get a feel. When you've been trampolining as long as I have, you get a feel for how tall something needs to be, how high something needs to be. It actually needs to be 5 metres for recreational bouncing and 8 metres for high performance.
Is yours high performance?
As well as, yeah. We have high performance. We have everybody is welcome at our centre from age 2.5 of any ability.
I'm saying, is yours high enough for high performance?
Yep.
Oh,
any
wow.
ability, any disability, any level of performance we can cater
for. I think we should have
for.
A trampolining show or, you know, competition, because I love watching it. Love watching it. It's so exciting.
It is wonderful. And
watch.
It's in the Olympics.
I know. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised it is. But unfortunately, squash isn't.
No.
Because I had number 47 female squash professional on my show earlier this week, and we were having a little rant about that. The fact that squash isn't. Never
well,
mind.
Maybe if you keep ranting, it might come
is.
Back.
But trampolining is a sport.
Yes, trampolining is in there. It is in the Olympics. It's not in the Paralympics yet,
right.
But it is in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So we then set about redesigning our original plan, which is very similar to the way it stands at the moment. And work started after 12 years on the 12th of July 2011. It took 12 weeks to complete.
Oh, that's not long at all.
It isn't long. And we're in there and it is absolutely fantastic. The building, Gabby, is completely unique because all of the trampolines, and there are 9 of them, are sunken into a pit. So all the trampolines are at floor level. You've got nowhere to fall. They're surrounded by mats that were made particularly for our centre, so there's nowhere else like it.
So did you dig the pit? Because I've sort of described you on the radio and I've said it's got a dropped floor.
Nah, it's a hole.
I have said that you walk in and all of the trampolines are on ground level.
They are at ground level, yeah.
But they're actually, you actually dug a pit, a big pit.
Yep.
Now, hang on, what did that mean for the foundations of the building? Cool. Getting all architectural and engineering on here today, but I'm confused because I thought that you needed something under buildings. No.
Not this building.
Pipes,
I think because it was
nothing.
No, we started digging. Obviously, we did, you know, diggings to find out what was under there.
Did you find? Yeah, did you find?
But there was nothing there. No.
Oh, really? No, no gold.
No gold. Certainly no gold. No coins.
Any dead bodies?
No dead bodies.
Oh, what
none.
A shame. How
I know.
Boring.
But no, we're glad because it would have delayed the
well,
project.
Well, no, it would have done. Yeah, of course.
So, mind you, a Roman coin would have been good because that could have
well,
got some more
something
money.
Something worth money. Yeah, it would have been fantastic.
But no, there wasn't. No. So we dug a big hole, big enough to put...
What made you decide to have them at... I love it, because I've said that you're not only very disabled-friendly, but you're also friendly for someone like me who has anxiety disorder. Mm. You're anxiety-friendly too. And I, at school, used to be so busy worrying about falling off the trampoline because it was so high up in the first place that I never really used to enjoy it that much, even though I wasn't, you know, bad at it. Mm. And I never did fall off. But I was so anxious about the fact that I might fall off.
Mm.
And then I walked into yours and I was like, wow. Like a trampoline on floor level. Mm. I just think that's brilliant.
It makes it unique. It's the only building like it, definitely in the
crash
in
pads
UK.
Everywhere around it, haven't you?
Yeah.
And so even if you did jump off, you're just going to land on a nice soft cushion.
Even the walls are padded.
Really? Yeah. I can't believe it. It's like it's like an adult. Bouncy castle.
I suppose it is. And we do adult sessions as well. They're very, very popular. We've
now,
got adult workouts.
Now, when are your adult sessions?
Well,
I want to know.
Okay, we have one today that goes on at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 1.30. That's a fitness workout. So we have all nine trampolines working with one person on each trampoline, and that is trampolining to music for fitness. Then we have adult sessions on, I believe we have one on a Saturday, and also on a Monday evening. That's very, very popular as well, I think.
What time's the Saturday one?
Oh, I can't remember, Gabby. I'll have to let you know. I didn't bring that sort of
Monday
stuff with me.
One?
I beg
Can you
your pardon.
Remember the Monday one?
We've got hundreds of hours of trampolining going on there. The Monday evening one is 7 till 8, I think.
You should know this off the top of your head.
But if anybody wants any more information, they can ring 01277 500 282 or visit our website, which is www.springiton.co.uk.
Fantastic. You don't even have to prompt her for some details. Now, okay, so we've covered adults. Adults are on, what is today's date?
Friday. Friday,
yeah, Friday
the 24th.
And you said that there was one today, a fitness adult trampolining one today at 1 o'clock until 1.30. So just half an hour, that's nice.
Yeah, but it's a burst. You're on that trampoline the whole half an hour.
No, but
you've got to be
quite
fit.
Quite good. And you can do that
it's
in your
lunchtime.
Lunch break.
Exactly, that's what it's for.
So that's on Friday. So I'm just writing it down so that we can put it on the Phoenix website. So those are the adult ones. Then what other ones have you got?
Oh my gosh, we're open 7 days a week.
Okay, but so give some examples of other... The ways you categorise.
Okay. Groups. We have children from age 2.5. Purely because we find that at 2.5, they're more able to follow instruction and they're actually there to learn trampolining. They learn it through play, but it's proper trampolining. They're coached by fully qualified coaches, and of course, all our trampolines are full sized competitive trampolines. So they're in there for 2.5. Then we go up to juniors, which are around 5, 6 years old. Up to 17. Then they go to adults, which is there's no upper age limit. Everyone and anyone is welcome.
Okay, but you also have a disability.
We were the first club in Essex to be awarded the platinum level disability
therapeutic
friendly
trampoline.
That's a company that use the centre. They're called Boeing Therapeutic Trampolining.
So if anyone is disabled...
If anyone is disabled, they can come along to the club as well. Depending on their needs,
they don't have to go to
Boeing. No, the club is able to take people with disabilities. It might mean that because Boeing is occupational therapy and it's more deals with more people with more complex needs.
Right, okay. So it's so if someone is just disabled but perhaps
they have special needs or anything, then the club is able to cut to
or special
to cater
needs
for those.
as well. But the therapeutic one is if their problems are quite complex,
yes,
such as severe brain damage and
rehabilitation,
whatnot.
Because that's occupational therapy. So that's people with rehab, people who have got more complex physical needs disabilities.
They've got therapeutic. They've titled it therapeutic trampolining, but really, all trampolining surely must be quite therapeutic.
Absolutely right. Yes, it is. Yes,
I do like that word. Yeah, but
it's
I do
lovely.
Think you know you do feel
but
good.
That's why it's so beneficial to people.
I mean, all
with
exercise
disabilities.
Is therapeutic.
Yeah,
but
the properties of a trampoline are so unique. That's why it makes it so special for people with disabilities.
It's non-stress on the joints as well, which is so important.
And pounding it raises the heart rate quicker than any other sport.
Really?
Yes, that's a very important thing.
One of my clients has a trampoline, and she's bought it is a home trampoline, an indoor one as well. So it's not huge, but it's really good quality. It's quite big for a home one. It's not one of these really small ones at all. But you couldn't say do you call it a sit jump?
A seat landing.
You couldn't do the one where you extend your legs. Mm. Yeah, you couldn't fit yourself. But if you're upright, you can fit on it, you know. But it's really good quality. And she gets so much out of that. And I have to say, some of the exercises that we do on there, they're pretty good.
It's great for fitness. It really is. It's good for every kind of fitness. Your cardiovascular fitness, your skeletal muscular system. It's brilliant, which is why it's so good for people with disabilities as well.
And
it's
really,
be pretty fit.
Really, really good for your joints because that is, it's hard to find many methods that raise your heart rate, you know, in a cardiovascular way that are okay for the joints. Because pounding the pavements, even pounding the treadmill, certainly isn't advised.
Well, NASA once said that trampolining is the best form of exercise known to mankind.
Wow, NASA said that as well. NASA. Wow.
How about that? It's up there with swimming with its therapeutic benefits and therapeutic qualities.
I can't believe it. Well, you know, at the end of the day, I think if anyone wants to know more, before I speak to you again, hopefully on Phoenix, then they should just go to your website. Do you want to say it again?
It's www.springiton.co.uk.
Okay. Lovely.
Can I just say one more thing, Gabby? Yeah. Is that okay? We've also got a disability suite, and that's the thing that we're raising money for. So we're raising money to equip the sensory room, the sensory integration room, sensory activity room, and a multi-accessible gym. So if anybody is out there that can help us raise money, please, please contact me.
So what we're thinking here, fundraising events?
Fundraising events, if anyone knows of any funding applications that I can make, and I'm constantly making them. That's something that goes on practically day in, day out. We'll be running a 24-hour bounce-a-thon. We're one of the mayor's registered charities.
I was going to say, have you thought about doing something like that?
Yeah. As one of the mayor's registered charities, we'll be running this event, and then we'll give the proceeds to the mayor, Councillor Joan Holmes, for her charities.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, no, we really need to try and raise that because that sounds really good. Sensory room and the gym as well, because it would be nice if people could all get everything, all of their sort of physical fitness needs in one place, you know.
Absolutely.
Mean on a physical point of view. Obviously, if you need to go to your GP, that's just a completely different story. Trisha, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure to speak to you, and I hope to have you again soon.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you.
us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the Ongar Road in Brentwood, moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. Slow traffic in Chelmsford on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. Don't forget about the speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. There are delays on the Circle Line, on the Hammersmith and City Line and on the Metropolitan Line due to signal failure at Farringdon.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Phoenix FM.
'50s, '60s, '70s, '80s, '90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul. Whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday the 26th of February at 8 p.m, the variety show is happening at the Brentwood Theatre. It's a comedy of Steve Haynes, supported by the West End's Phil Cavill and sensational singer Jessie Cooper. Starts at 8, £10 to go along. Call the box office now on 01277 200305, or find all of those events plus the Phoenix fundraiser that's happening this evening on allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
This is Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
From the Sky News Centre at 5, 17 fishermen and a company that ran